Kelly Chivukka crushes incumbent Lisa Murkowski in Alaska donations. By Hannah Blow on July 16, 2021. Kelly Chivukka, the conservative Republican candidate vying for Senator Lisa Murkowski's RAK seat in Alaska, crushed the longtime incumbent in both Alaska donors and small grassroots donations in quarter two of 2021. According to a press release of the announcement, Chivukka outraised Murkowski among Alaskans by more than four times, and among small grassroots donors by 8.5 times. She has raised $759,098.21 in total, including $544,253.79 in the second quarter alone. Notably, this marks the second consecutive quarter Chivukka has outraised Murkowski in donations from Alaskans, as nearly half of her donations came from residents. Only 6% of Murkowski's contributions came from Alaskans. Per the press release, in dollar amounts from Alaska donors, Chivukka raised more than four times as much as Murkowski, a margin of about $266,000 to $63,000. Among small grassroots donors, Chivukka bested Murkowski by a spread of about $244,000 to only $29,000, or almost 8.5 times as much. Chivukka raised 45% of her funds from small donors, under $200, a sign of impressive grassroots support, while Murkowski raised only 3% through small donations. As is typical, Murkowski relied heavily on Washington, D.C.-connected political action committees, which accounted for nearly a quarter, 24%, of her fundraising. According to the announcement, Chivukka has already raised more money than Murkowski's three top opponents each raised for their entire campaigns in 2016. I am proud to have the support of thousands of Alaskans and grassroots supporters who are backing the call to take back Alaska's Senate seat from the Washington, D.C. insiders, Chivukka said. Lisa Murkowski's numbers again prove what we all know to be true. She is part of the Washington, D.C. elite and she is beholden to the power brokers, not the people of our great state, she added. Chivukka announced her bid more than 3 months ago, blasting Murkowski, who has held the Senate seat since 2002, for leaving Alaskans behind in favor of courting the D.C. elite. She's been voting with him, hurting our way of life. And she's not standing up to the radical Biden administration while they kill our oil and gas jobs, Chivukka said of Murkowski during an appearance in April on Breitbart News Saturday, explaining the Alaskan people feel forgotten. She's voted to allow illegal immigrants to come into our country. Even if they commit crimes, they can stay here. She was the deciding vote to keep Obamacare and that means higher health care costs and fewer health care choices for us in Alaska, she added. This month, the Alaska Republican Party endorsed Chivukka in the last Frontier State's Republican primary. I am grateful and thrilled to have the strong support of the Alaska Republican Party, which voted overwhelmingly to endorse my candidacy for the U.S. Senate, Chivukka said in a statement following the news. We all share a unified goal, to promote the principles upon which our country and state were founded. I have pledged that I will be true to our shared, conservative Alaska ideals and be a senator upon whom they can depend to make every decision based on what is best for our great state. She continued, expressing the need for a senator who will stand with Alaskans and not cozy up to the Washington, D.C. insiders, a senator who has earned the trust of the people and strives to keep it every day.